Good morning. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We're going to start out this morning with opening for a public hearing. And this public hearing is to receive comment regarding proposed increases to certain fees for Pickle Butte Sanitary Landfill. So with that, I would open the floor for anybody's input or testimony or comments. Did we receive anything by email? Okay, or mail? We have not received anything. All right. I haven't received any phone calls. Any other input? Dave, do you have any input to put in on the public record for the public hearing?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As you know, we've talked about this for several months. This was the fee increase that the Pickle Butte Landfill is proposing for this for it to go into effect FY27. Was vetted through the SWAC committee. It's been brought to this board, and I think now we're just ready to pass a resolution to approve the fees so we can implement them October 1st, 2026. We have incorporated the fees and the projections into the FY27 budget, so that's been accounted for. And with that, I'll just stand for any questions or.
Okay. Any other comments that we want to put in on the public record? Otherwise, I would be interested in having a motion to close the public hearing, and then we can go into the action item.
Yep. And Chairman, I just want to say that these have been well-vetted fees. We've done this at least once before in my tenure here, I don't know, once or twice, but still some of the lowest tipping fees in the nation. Landfill and the disposal of solid municipal waste and other things in the county is of great concern because we have a director that runs a great landfill and assistant director here today. So really proud of their efforts, and we have to keep up with the growth in the county, and the amount of even the construction demolition stuff is pretty big right now, and still some more defining to come on what happens with recycled waste, all that. So lots of, if anybody's interested in talking trash, we got a lot. So
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, one more thing to just put on the record. The proposed fee increase for FY27 does not change the municipal solid waste rate.
There, thank you.
For the general collections.
Yeah.
These fees are more hard to handle fees, special fees. We did raise the minimum tipping fee. However, the municipal solid waste rate will stay at $18.50 per ton.
Yep, thank you for that. Yeah, so those are handled by city contracts, and yeah, so great clarification. I'm in favor, and I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners increasing, I'm sorry, I'm too early.
Before we close the public hearing, I also want to make a note that we're only a component of the municipal waste contract in many cities, and the carrier can do fuel surcharges, they can do many things, but our portion, we're not changing or increasing. So let that be on the public record. Okay, with that, I'd make a motion we close the public hearing.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Very good. So let's consider the resolution for increasing certain fees for the Pickle Butte Sanitary Landfill. Discussion or a motion?
Chairman, unless there's additional comments from Commissioner Brooks, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners, which increases the fees charged by Pickle Butte Sanitary Landfill for certain materials and establishing fees for certain services as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. All right. Thank you. Our other agenda item for this time block is meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have three this morning. So let's entertain the imaging software extended maintenance renewal.
Thank you.
morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. What's in front of you today is, again, this is a renewal of, it's essentially a service contract for the Mideo latent analyzation software. This software is used by our crime lab to analyze latent fingerprints, you know, I guess in all of the facets that come with that. We replaced this software, I want to say 3 years ago, a significant investment on the county's portion to update that because the prior program had been limped along for so long, it was time to update that. So again, just an extension of that continued service contract for FY27.
Okay, very good. And legal's reviewed?
I have, Mr. Chair, and it is the same terms and condition as prior years.
Okay. Let's have a side discussion for just a second. On several of these renewals where there is no significant contractual change, might we be considering putting that on a, what do we want to say? A consent agenda. Just throwing it out for a discussion. That's no decision for this morning. But my issue is it takes a lot of manpower and takes out time of people that have responsibilities. If there's a change in the contract, we need to discuss that. But if it's what we had already approved last year, it worked flawlessly, and they're just wanting to renew, I don't see that it takes complete analyzation again. In other words, if it's fixed, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
And Chairman, just for clarification, are you saying that these are multi-year contracts with non-appropriations that allows us to renew year after year? Are you wanting to include increases or not?
I would take that under advisement from the board. I'm just saying if we have a contract coming in before us again on a service contract, then there's no material change. We could do that under a consent agenda rather than analyze each contract again and again each year that there's no changes. You bring up important questions that we'll have to devise fence posts around that.
Right. Yeah, but I would submit that legal and the office or department representing that would have vetted that, and then just with that assurance that it comes to the board, if that's what the direction you're going on a consent agenda.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, like, there was a contract that had not been reviewed for probably 15 years. Doesn't really change, but there were some things that needed to be looked at that I think is just good business, so.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, we'll just look to you for some direction on that. We will have a number of these where it is just typically a small price increase, small 3%, somewhere in there. But they are renewable maintenance and then to your point, things that have a non-appropriations, typically those would not come before the board unless we are proposing a change or something like that. So if it's just carrying on the next year, it might be an invoice, but it wouldn't necessarily come before the board.
Okay.
Up to you, just looking for some direction. If you want us to stack them all into one day and do a consent, we can talk about that too.
Yep.
Okay. And the value of this contract, Chairman, $14,268.95, correct?
Correct.
Yep. I'm in favor, and I appreciate Lieutenant Flores being here to represent the Sheriff's Office.
Music to my ears, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the contract with Mideo Systems for the fingerprinting in the amount of $14,268.95 as presented by Lieutenant Flores.
My second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, second item is action item to consider authorization to utilize outside counsel.
Chair, Commissioners, we've spoken previously about the Byron Sanchez litigation against Vital Core and the county. This formalizes the use of Morelia Kraft as our outside counsel in that matter.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
Did you want to say anything?
I was just going to say, and if there's specific questions about the nature of litigation, they may be better for executive session. But if it's about the contract itself, I'm happy to answer.
Well, I thank you for that. I appreciate that. I don't know that I necessarily have questions about that, but I would like to get an updated attest page where we have people that are actually still with the county. So we have the two clerks ago and an employee that hasn't been here, unless I, for at least a year.
What you're looking at.
We have it on the front.
Okay, so I think when we're going to sign a front page.
Okay.
The board had signed a prior agreement with Lorelei and Kraft, and so we're just adding this as an engagement.
Gotcha.
Prior agreement. So
thank you for that.
The underlying agreement still exists.
Okay.
And this is just.
I see what you're saying.
We're giving that this matter to Lorelei and Kraft.
Thank you for the clarification. I am in favor. And these are just for the record without too much additional detail, but these are legal areas of expertise that we need for conflict, which is the right thing to do. Yeah, thank you.
Chairman, this one is, we'd like to bring this up to the board on the prosecutor's office is consenting to outside counsel. We do anticipate this to be handled in an expeditious manner, and it's not going to be a delayed or long-term case, but we can't control that. The other thing is the reason you have the prior agreement within there is that Lorelei Kraft, that's a 2003 agreement, has agreed to retain those fees and costs associated, hasn't raised those since then, so we felt it was prudent to go ahead and utilize that agreement and spoke with them regarding this.
Thank you.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the authorization to utilize outside counsel with Mora, Elia, and Kraft as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Very good. Third action item is to consider prosecution services agreement with the City of Caldwell. This is continued from August 27th. Did we find additional information I was curious about?
You were asking, Mr. Chairman, you were asking about how the vote went. It was a consent agenda vote, kind of like what I think Ben had alluded to earlier. But he went and listened to it, and it was a consent agenda.
It was a consent agenda.
It was 100% consent in terms of that, and there was no real comment offered at the meeting or anything. So,
okay.
That was your question?
That was.
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
Chairman?
It was a unanimous. All five members present at the City Council that evening voted in favor of the entire consent agenda.
Okay.
And Chairman, for clarification, thank you for that. Was the, I need a refresher, was the consent to go forward with the new fees on the prosecutor's contract? There was discussion in the last meeting about a cooperative partnership that's needed with other ancillary things that city-county partnerships would benefit from. So are we just focusing on they're okay with the new fees?
That was the only thing we were talking about in terms of the answer to the question is that was what they consented to. That is what they all agreed upon. I don't know about the other items, and I think as far as negotiations go, I think it's going to be up to you guys, and I'm willing to support you one way or another.
So yeah, in terms of the consent agenda, Commissioner Van Beek, basically there were, I think, 17 things that they just packaged together and did one vote on. And so there wasn't any discussion about the items on that agenda. It was just all approved collectively with.
Right. Okay. And I appreciate that. Thank you for going back and representing that here in this meeting. Maybe I was the only one that had a question, Chairman, but I thought that there was an interest in meeting with or talking with Caldwell about the other partnerships that would be beneficiary. Maybe I was the only one that had that question.
I think that we can take these one item at a time, and I think if the PA is willing to work with us as a team, then we're okay.
Very good. And I appreciate the statement from the prosecutor last time is that he would continue services until the agreement would come to a resolution or not, because it's in the best interest of safety for Caney County residents. And that, in the truest sense for this contract, is the right thing to do. And I mean, it could have leave us vulnerable otherwise and not getting payments. So I am for this. I am also for, you know, for interested parties, that it's in the best interest of elected officials, whether you're city, county, or state, to work together for things that need to be accomplished. That's what we're elected for. So I still have an interest in that, but I move that the board signs the prosecution services term agreement for Caney County prosecutor representing and the city of Caldwell for prosecution services as presented.
Okay. I second.
You second. Before I do the vote, I just want to make it clear. My intent was to find out whether the majority of the city council was in favor of this, and there wasn't vocal dissent, because this is the most economic use of our taxpayers' dollars by far. But I'm not willing to do this type of service if I keep continuing to receive very derogatory and unfactual comments at my PA or any of my county people when we're doing them a super favor. And so that's where I was coming from. Enough said. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Thank you. Do we have any other business that needs to be on the record? I know we have a couple agenda, or not agenda. We have a couple items that would be for executive session. Okay. I know we have one under B. Do we have anything else?
C, Chairman.
C, D, and F. Okay.
Chairman, before we close out of the open, thank you. Do we have anything? I have a, what I thought was prepared for today, a contract with Commercial Electronics. Maybe that's not part of this. Okay.
Commissioner Van Beek, we pulled that from the agenda, and it'll be back in a few months.
Appreciate that. Okay, thank you. With that being said, Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under 74206-1 subsection C to regarding potential interest in real property, D, records exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation. And this would, topics would include transfer station, West Valley Humane Society, property, potential property purchase.
Okay.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.